put it in a special, like they prohibit benefits to your the father, your ex-husband, unless they supplement what he gets from public benefits. So the trust isn't his money. He doesn't own it. And the income doesn't count as his income. Don't count on that. If you want money from his parents, you let them visit their grandchild and you be nice to them and they'll take care of it.
On good terms.
Yeah, then don't worry about the special needs trust. It has nothing to do with your daughter. Okay? Hold on. I'll talk to him off the air. I've got to say goodbye. I'll be on Sunday from 4 to 7 on KGO. Monday, 12 to 1. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. Have a good weekend.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston, the strange story of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has just added another chapter. The governor was impeached today by the Illinois House and has just given a statement to the press in which he quoted poetry. Here live with more is ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Today's impeachment vote was no surprise to the governor, Sherry. He said he's been in a struggle with lawmakers since 2006.
What the House did today, they've been talking about doing for the last couple of years.
Blagojevich restated his innocence, said he would be exonerated, and quoted from Tennyson.
Strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
Tennyson was also known to say, better not be at all than not be noble. Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. Actor Patrick Swayze has just checked himself into the hospital for observation. He has contracted pneumonia and has been battling pancreatic cancer. Just this week, he sat down with ABC's Barbara Walters and talked about his future.
I don't know what's on the other side. It tests everything I believe in, that there is something unique in all of us that does not die.
Swayze says he would be foolish if he wasn't afraid to die. The Labor Department says another 524,000 people lost their jobs in the month of December, pushing the unemployment rate to 7.2%. Economist Heather Boucher with the Center for American Progress says job losses have happened a lot more quickly recently.
Job losses are now cascading. We're seeing this increase in losses each month. We've seen more jobs lost in 2008 than in any year since 1945.
Another company with pink slips, Boeing.
Among the layoffs announced at Boeing, 4,500 workers in its commercial airplane unit will be let go. Boeing, which is in a battle with Airbus to be the world's biggest airplane maker, has seen orders drop off from airlines since the economic crisis began. Shares of Boeing took a dip right after news of the layoffs was released.
ABC's Alex Stone, Dow down 159, NASDAQ down 44. You're listening to ABC News.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
This guy and I had been friends for a while, and I had been looking forward to him asking me out. He asked me out. I remember my arms were just disgusting looking. I felt like I had to cut it short. I just felt embarrassed.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow.
Had I known about Dermarest then, it would have been a completely different date. Dermarest has changed my life.
Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Part of Interstate 5, a major highway in Washington State, shut down since Wednesday because of flooding, has been reopened. Trucks will be allowed through the water first, and they'll see how that goes, according to Don Wagner with the Washington State Department of Transportation.
State Patrol will help us bring them through in a controlled chain, if you will, at a lower speed so that we have the opportunity to see how the pavement reacts.
You got lots and lots of snow in the Seattle area, and now all that snow is melting, leading to widespread flooding. The start of the award season begins on Sunday with the Golden Globes. Here's ABC's Dave Alpert.
This year's Golden Globe Awards will have a whole new look, literally. The statuettes have been redesigned, and they'll actually be presented to the winners, unlike last year when the show was reduced to a glorified press conference.
We didn't have a Globes last year because of the writer's strike. We got cheated, so now we're going to get one loaded with suspense.
Award show expert Tom O'Neill of TheEnvelope.com.
They decided to divvy up the pie this time. We don't have an obvious frontrunner, which is great.
Frost Nixon and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button lead the nominations. Dave Alford, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now, the Golden Globes website actually had a star by the name of Anne Hathaway Broadway this morning, indicating that she had won the Best Actress category for her role in Rachel Getting Married. However, as you just heard, the ceremony isn't until Sunday, of course. That star on the Golden Globes website isn't up there anymore. This is ABC News.
If you have irritable bowel syndrome, Digestive Advantage could be your best friend. It's a safe and natural, friendly probiotic made especially for you. Look for Digestive Advantage Irritable Bowel Syndrome and other Digestive Advantage products in the Digestive Aid section of retailers everywhere. Just remember the name, Digestive Advantage, a friend indeed. Mm-hmm. Digestive Advantage Irritable Bowel Syndrome is a medical food for the dietary management of IBS to be used under the supervision of your physician.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom at 105. Long's Drugs is laying off hundreds of workers. KGO's Greg Edmonds is live with the impact on the Bay Area. Greg?
Rosie, it's been a great 70-year-long run, but today marks the end for Long's Drugs. Long's was recently purchased by CVS Drugs. Now, as the new company gets established, Long's officials today are laying off 700 employees. The atmosphere is bittersweet. Those who have been laid off do have severance checks, but not everyone has been able to secure a new job. Live in Walnut Creek, I'm Greg Edmonds, KGO Radio News.
Lawsuits filed by state employee unions challenging Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's furlough order will get a court hearing at the end of this month. And there will be no presidential pardon for Fred Franzia, the man behind Two Buck Chuck traffic. Here's Terry Ross.
Bard, expect delays 15 minutes both directions of the Richmond line. Loose cover board. San Jose crash south 80 before 101. PG&E wants to remind you about the hazards of improperly heating your home. This can place your family at risk for carbon monoxide poisoning, which can be fatal. For more information, visit pge.com. Terry Ross, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome once again to the program. I got to start with a cartoon, which is always hard to do on radio. So it looks like it's a radio talk show, and there's a guest on the talk show, and he's talking. And the guest says, I can give you my 93.4% assurance that there is less than a 65.6% possibility that this exercise will simply generate 34.8% more meaningless statistics. And boy, isn't that it in a nutshell. It's all about the numbers, and yet we generally use words like more than, causes, and yet it's all relative. So many examples of that throughout the years on this program, and anytime you hear somebody say, that decreases your risk of cancer, that increases your risk of cancer, you got to know the numbers. And we want to hide it. The people who tell you these things, if they want to aggrandize their own theories or their own points of views, will manipulate how they tell you the numbers. So you want the objective deal. In other words, if your chances of getting a particular cancer are 1 in 100, and I tell you, you've got a 20% more chance, higher chance of getting that cancer if you, and then fill in the blank, eat rutabagas. Oh, that's a 1.2% chance out of 100 instead of a 1. Not huge. Almost not meaningful. Probably not even within statistical validity. All right, again, boy, this is, we're just coming at us from left and right. This almost reminds me of the whole vitamin, controversy, not a controversy anymore. All these studies coming out of the woodwork finding vitamins are worthless, maybe dangerous, and yet another one about virginity pledges. They don't work. They make it worse. Now, mind you, we are all, as parents, on the same side. Can we at least agree at that? Sit around the table and say we would love to see fewer teen pregnancies, delayed sexuality, blah, blah, blah. But let's abandon something when it doesn't work instead of stubbornly clinging to it because it fits our own personal morality when there's federal dollars being spent. When they surveyed the teenagers after their pledges, 82% of the pledgers denied ever having taken a virginity pledge. Talk about denial, the river in Egypt, right? And they did not differ from non-pledgers in sexual behavior. 3/4 of the participants in both groups, pledgers and non-pledgers, said they had sex, and teens in both groups had an average of 3 sexual partners in their lifetime at the point of the study where they surveyed them. Teens who'd taken a pledge did have lower rates of birth control and condom use. Just 24% said they always used a condom in the past year, versus 34% of non-pledgers. So, if you have an idea How to reduce teen pregnancy, teen sexuality, STD, and teen... Tell us. But let's talk about some evidence, right? This is a feel-good story. Couples, how to enhance each other's health by being more physically affectionate with one another? We are mammals, my friends. We love touch. Touch alters our physiology. I think I told you the story. A researcher once said to me they were doing a study on rats. And they were injecting something in the rat. It doesn't matter what it was. And they were getting a particular effect. And some young punk came along and says, wait, you don't have any controls here. And he said, what do you mean controls? It's an animal. We're injecting it in an animal. The animal gets better or something changes in the animal. That's proof. Well, the young punk decided to do a control by just taking the animal out of the cages, hold the animal like they were going to inject it, but not inject it. It was holding the animal that caused the physiological changes that they were measuring. Just holding the animal, not the shot itself. Anyway, couples who underwent training in, this sounds okay to me, warm touch enhancement, practiced the technique at home, had higher levels of oxytocin. Last three shows, oxytocin has come up. The love hormone and the cuddle chemical, while levels of alpha amylase, which is an indicator of stress, were reduced. Emotional and social support is key to both mental and physical health. While support between spouses may be particularly vital, one important but little studied way that people express the support is through the non-sexual, caring physical touch, holding hands, hugging, sitting or lying, quote, cuddled up. Contact enhancement subjects, they did the study here, right, half to this, half to that, received training in listening touch, involves increasing awareness of the partner's mood by touching his or her neck, shoulders, and hands, and training in neck and shoulder massage. Couples were instructed to practice the technique together for 30 minutes, three times a week, for 4 weeks. And at the end, they found the differences in oxytocin and their saliva, lower levels of amylase, et cetera, et cetera. Not a bad thing, right? Oops, embargoed. Can't tell you that one. All right, another reason not to smoke. Older adults who smoke face an elevated risk of Alzheimer's disease. You think that would get to smokers? But I'll tell you something. It's really hard to quit, and I don't think health is enough of a reason. That's why I always try to tell smokers about the wrinkles and how much older they're going to look. I try to tell men about erectile failure and smoking, and here you have dementia. 79% higher risk of Alzheimer's than smokers compared to non-smokers. But remember, when you do a study like that, smokers have different health habits overall. They eat differently, drink differently. In terms of exercise, lifestyle, they are different. So you can't say for sure it's the cigarettes. Unexpected consequences. A new federal law passed, created to protect children from the dangers of toxic substances in toys, etc., from lead to blah, blah. Law is in effect real soon, requires toys and clothing geared for kids 12 and under to be tested for lead, phthalates, you know, this whole business with phthalates. Well, what's going to happen to consignment shops where a lot of you shop to buy kiddie stuff? It's a lot cheaper. Here's a woman says, hey, we can't comply with this. We're going to go out of business. They've been open for many years. They have a base of 600 consigners. It keeps an average of 12,000 items in stock at any given time. The new law would affect 95% of her inventory. Nobody thought of that one. Well, recession pounds, that's what they're calling them. During a recession, what people do is reduce the amount of money they spend on healthy foods like fresh fish, fruit, vegetables, whole grains in favor of cheaper foods, which, of course, are higher in sugar, saturated fats, etc. And as people economize, the quality of their diet goes down. And for instance, here's in Seattle, looking at the link between income and obesity, there is a five-fold difference in obesity rates depending on zip code. Low-income zip codes, of course, higher proportion of obese people. Now, I'm not automatically going to buy into the idea that healthy food is more expensive food. If you can prepare your own foods, I think you can find almost the opposite, depending how you prepare the foods and what you do with it. And when you constrain income, though, one of the ways people address it first is, do I have enough calories, right? Cheap source of calories, of course, is high in fats and sugars because you get a lot of calories. And they're talking here about how McDonald's is recession-proof. better-than-expected third-quarter profits, 7% jump in global sales. This is what happens. In contrast, you got Whole Foods seeing its fortune sag. They thrive, of course, on organic and natural gourmet foods at premium prices, and they've been hit as cost-conscious consumers trade down to the lower-priced spreads. Speaking of food, this is get back. Northern Alabama sheriff in federal custody after a judge ruled he purposely fed inmates skimpy meals so he could make money from an unusual system that lets sheriffs turn a profit in their jail kitchens. He made $212,000 over 3 years by feeding prisoners cheaply. Every cent of it legal under a Depression-era state law, and reported on his tax forms as income. They ordered federal marshals to arrest him after hearing a string of skinny prisoners testify they were served paper-thin bologna, bloody chicken, and cold grits in the county jail in this northern area, northern Alabama. He makes money by failing to spend the allocated funds for food for the inmates, ruled the judge. So what they can do, put him in jail, where he gets to eat his own food. I never thought of this. Visually impaired people and the craze for touchscreen gadgets, right? A lot of cell phones now going touchscreen, raising worries that a whole generation of consumer electronics will be out of reach for people who are blind. Stevie Wonder and other advocates came to the Consumer Electronics Show to convince vendors to consider the needs of the visually impaired. And Wonder told the event that his wish list included a car he could drive, which he acknowledged is probably a ways away, and an XM Sirius satellite radio he could operate. If you can take these few steps further, you can give us the excitement, the pleasure, and the freedom of being a part of the revolution. And it is it's a reasonable thing. And I find it difficult sometimes. I just don't know how far we should go in terms of expense, appropriateness, etc., to accommodate those of us who are less fortunate than the majority. And of course, we need to accommodate it, but how far do you go? In some cases, I find it silly, and in some cases, I find it sad. So this one, this is interesting, don't you think? This is radical. I'd call this more an op-ed piece, but I got to tell you, although you're going to be offended by a couple of words here, I think you got to take this into account. Let's talk about the fact that if you ask parents if their kid is allergic, take 100 parents, they'll tell you. Maybe 25% of parents believe their kids have food allergies. You test the kids in a double-blind fashion, you'll find only 4% have food allergies. What's going on here? Joel Stein piece here in the LA Times. Your kid doesn't have an allergy to nuts. Your kid is a parent who needs to feel special. Your kid also spends recess running and screaming, "No, stop, don't rub my head with peanut butter." Yes, a tiny number of kids have severe peanut allergies that cause anaphylactic shock, and their teachers should be warned. Handed EpiPens. But unless you're a character in Heroes, genes don't mutate fast enough to have caused an 18% increase in childhood food allergies between 97 and 2007. And genes certainly don't cause 25% of parents to believe their kids have food allergies. And they go through this whole idea about how parents just overreact. Since food allergies kill as many people as lightning does every year, we don't need to ban peanuts from schools or put warnings on every product saying it was made in a factory. It also has a break room where the guy named Dave often sneaks in a king-size Snickers despite this diet he says he's on. We don't see the problem in different communities. In other words, it seems to be an issue in upscale suburban communities. They don't see it among African American or poor communities. They don't see it in Ecuador and Guatemala. Study of Jews of similar demographics and genetics in Britain and Israel found British kids were 10 times more likely to have peanut allergies than Israelis. Probably because Israeli kids have other things to be afraid of. I'd like to see a study that measures one's increased likelihood of peanut allergy if you're an American kid named Oliver, Idan, Spencer, or Finn. Anyway, that's the gist of the piece, and I guess what I'm saying is that first thing, if you think your kid has allergies, find out if they really do. Why subject your kid to all this nonsense if you don't need to? All right? Well, Those of you suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and other things like it, they found a video game here that seems to be the best one after traumatic events reducing flashbacks that plague sufferers of PTSD. According to a British study here, could lead to new treatments, maybe, that are hallmark of the condition. The game is Tetris. It's the one video game one of my kids showed me how to play. And I remember, when I got a cell phone many years ago, one of my kids downloaded the game and showed the game to me, and I completely understood addiction to video games at that point. I missed my plane. I'm sitting there with my cell phone, playing that darn game, and the plane loaded, took off without me. I was totally transfixed. I never played it again. I haven't got the time. After waiting 30 minutes, half the people played Tetris for 10 minutes. What they did was expose these people to very traumatic events and ugly things. And then they had half of them play Tetris for 10 minutes. The other half, that's where those shapes come down. You got to spin them around, and fit them into the spaces. Those who played the game had fewer flashbacks to the film over the next week. They believe that recognizing the shapes and moving the color-coded building blocks around in the game competes with the visions of trauma that are retained in the sensory part of the brain. So as I said, it's kind of leading towards a decent potential for treatment here. Okay, when we come back, you'll be fascinated by this. You wake up in the morning, and all of a sudden you have a thick foreign accent. And your English was perfect the day before. Is that real? Are these people crazy? What's going on there? It's called foreign accent syndrome. I think you'll find it fascinating. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We're going to be right back.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month, we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon, and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy Squeezy Lemon Peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I created Airborne as a second grade teacher to help support my immune system. Thanks to positive word of mouth from customers like you, Airborne became the number one best-selling immune support dietary supplement in America. 3 years ago, I sold Airborne to a private equity group and went on to raise my growing family. During this time, however, I became increasingly unhappy with how Airborne was being managed, and so in October of 2008, I bought it back. It's great to be back in the driver's seat at Airborne as we return to the fundamentals that brought this brand to prominence. I'd also like to take a moment to say thank you so much for your loyalty to the product I created over 10 years ago. Airborne is number one for a reason, and if you've used it, you know. If you haven't, ask someone who has. Thank you again for your continued loyalty to Airborne.
Find Airborne at Walmart, Costco, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, Just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Mandy. How you doing, Mandy?
Hi, Dr. Dina Dell. I just want to know, does codeine, like, because my sister, she gets tested for Prop 36, and she was on codeine because she had broken her foot. But when, I guess when her sample came back, her probation officer or whatever had told her that she had gotten a dirty bottle for heroin, I think.
What?
Right?
Wait. Go back. She's being drug tested. She was using codeine. Yes, it would come back as positive for opiates. Codeine is an opiate. She has to tell them that she was using using codeine, usually the production of a prescription or the bottle or something would certainly give evidence of that. And I have to say, you know, we launched this draconian drug testing deal way before we thought it all the way through. In terms of how do you deal with something like this? You're guilty until proven innocent, and very hard to prove innocent. First of all, it should always be a split urine, which means one bottle goes to the lab and one bottle gets stored in the refrigerator in case you got to go back over it. A sophisticated test can tell the codeine, but codeine breaks down in your system into certain common molecules that also heroin breaks down to, oxycodone. Oxycontin, I mean, breaks down too. So without getting into the whole deal, if she shows up with a bottle or a prescription, they may not believe her. And it's the kind of thing you got to know about ahead of time. You got to put it on a form when you have a drug test. So what's the status of it? They're accusing her of using opiates and that's it?
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, she has the bottle, so it's just like exactly what you said. But I told her to bring the bottle back in because it has the date showing that she had gotten it before she had done the urine sample for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I told her maybe they can do a test to find out if it's actually codeine that she's got in her system. I mean, because can't they do that? Like,
yes, they can. Yeah, they can, but it's expensive. So most drug testing services go, you know, it goes to the cheapest lab that, you know, that's bid for the job. And, to find out indeed if it's codeine, it can be done, but it's sophisticated. Listen, what kind of work does she do?
She's not working right now. She's in a program now.
Oh, this is a program for what?
It's for Prop 36. She got in trouble because she, like, smoked weed or whatever.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha.
And she got in trouble for it. I don't know.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right, I gotcha. I didn't understand in the beginning. Oh, this is just horrible. It's the kind of thing a lawyer should get involved with. There are lawyers who know these rules and can take these kinds of cases, but it's just so sad. If she's been a good girl and here she breaks her arm and codeine and, listen, there's so much cross-reactivity, false positives, so many things that you can do. You can eat a bagel and test positive on opiate tests because of the poppy seeds, and the poppies actually contain traces of morphine. Don't know how common that is today, but, oh, terrible, terrible story. Terrible story. I just, you know, what can I say? Call a lawyer, all right? And he might be able to help you. I hate hearing stories like that because I watched this thing happen from the beginning and I just was upset about it at the beginning. And, you know, here we are dealing with the consequences of this. Now, certainly in a rehab program, I mean, she's smoking pot, all right? So now all of a sudden it's all gotten worse because of, you know, a broken arm. So I don't know what to say. I agree with you. Take the bottle and raise hell. That's what I mean, that's the best thing. All right, Pamela, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Dean. Love the Airborne commercial, by the way.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Elderly woman, very, very active, 92 years old, about 3.5 weeks ago, sudden swelling of the ankle and foot. One foot only, toes and bottom of the foot normal. She's seen 3 different doctors, no infection, no gout, no insect bites, no DVT.
Nothing broken, nothing, no arthritis, no...
No arthritis, no, nothing broken. The swelling is not painful. It's a little sensitive, she says, but it's not hot to the touch, no discoloration.
No blood clots, no discoloration. There's nothing, you know, I've seen people, you know... it's hard. I tell you, one of the things that can happen is you can get lymph. The lymph glands can, I mean, they can test for this, but I don't know if it's worth the workup. As long as they've eliminated the serious things, where the lymph channels can clog up from being inactive, bedridden. I've seen it from a pair of socks that were too tight. You've eliminated the major stuff: the breaks, the arthritis, the blood clots, and infections. Those are the ones that you got to be very careful of in an older person. I'll be right back. I'm Dr. Dean Udell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza continue as the death toll grows in the nearly two-week-old conflict. Both Israel and Hamas are ignoring a UN Security Council measure calling for an immediate ceasefire. Some guy pulled into LAX a short while ago and was stopped at a random car search checkpoint. He was found to have 30 handguns, 7 rifles, and ammunition in his pickup as he headed into the airport. Police don't think he's an evildoer, just that he was going to pick up a friend at the airport and go shooting. But they're checking it out closely anyway. Glenn County narcotics officers are searching for the operator of a bargain store after nearly 1,300 pot plants were found growing in the Willows basement. Police say a strong smell of marijuana led them to the place. The Dow fell 143, the NASDAQ down 45, the S&P down nearly 20. Mostly sunny today and a little milder. Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Earn $10,000 to $50,000 at home in your first month. You've seen the signs. You've gotten the emails saying how easy it is to work at home and get rich. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Then I heard about IncomeAtHome55.com on this station. IncomeAtHome55.com is affiliated with a New York Stock Exchange traded company. It's been around over 28 years in 66 countries, and they have a solid reputation. No get-rich-quick gimmicks. No selling soap to your friends and family. No telemarketing. This is a real opportunity with a great organization. They even provide a success coach to answer questions and guide you. Look, if you're working in a job that's going nowhere, if your dream is to make enough money to quit and stay home with your kids, or if your dream is to make serious, potentially life-changing money from home, then go to IncomeAtHome55.com. Your situation won't change unless you change. Check out IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of an amazing product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists to use at home without spending hundreds on doctor visits. For a risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, call 1-800-374-3917. That's 1-800-374-3917 for your free trial. 1-800-374-3917.
Seven All Natural.
If you're a Bay Area foodie, then there's an online community that you need to be a part of. One that shares your passion for great food and wine. The new DiningAround.com website will indulge your never-ending quest to please your palate. Join today and create your own events listing. Start with your own food and wine blog. Share photos and participate in forums. Members will also be eligible for special perks and privileges. The San Francisco Bay Area is the capital of American gastronomy. Let the new DiningAround.com be your Bay Area guide to the finer tastes of life.
Get
up. All right, here's a list of, it's always fun to talk about medical oddities, strange stuff, but I'm honing in on foreign accent syndrome. And this is very real. Out of the blue, a sufferer starts speaking with a foreign accent. And it's often a country they've never visited. It's not a language they speak. As actually a very famous case of a Norwegian woman doing a woman during the war. She developed a German accent after being hit by a bomb shrapnel. This is 1941. The neighbors thought she was a spy. And there's been a, I'd say in the entire world, maybe there have been a few dozen cases. The victims are often accused of faking it. But it follows a stroke or head trauma and is due to damage to the speech center in the brain. And this speech center, and here's what's going on. I've heard people with this, and my instinct is when I listen to these people, I'm thinking to myself, you know, what accent is that? You know, one case, it sounded a little Italian, a little Russian, a little... I couldn't quite pin it down. Well, that's because a speech center that changes the speed, the pitch, the stress, and the pronunciation of words is altered. And the perception that it's a foreign accent is really, quote, in the ear of the beholder. When they asked, for instance, 33 students to describe the accent of one patient here, they got 10 different answers. Some students thought, oh, yeah, that's a Romanian accent. Others said, no, no, that's a Turkish accent. Others, no, that's an Italian accent. So it isn't truly that you're speaking a foreign language. All right? There's a bunch of other weird ones in here. Let's see if there's anything that might interest you. Alien hand syndrome. Remember the Dr. Strangelove incident? And there's also only a few dozen of these cases to date. They lose conscious control of one arm, probably due to a connection between the hemispheres and the brain. And the alien hand may thwart what the other one is doing. I saw a video of a patient with this. Like you're trying to unbutton the shirt and the other hand is screwing around with it. You try to tamp out a cigarette that the other hand just lit. And you manage by keeping the rogue hand preoccupied, give it something to do, or by putting a big mitt on it. Capgras delusion, we actually had a call to this program with this. This is a conviction that a close friend or a family member is an imposter, right? Who has occupied their body. And you don't believe that your brother is really your brother, or your wife is your wife. She's somebody else. And it seems to be a disconnect between the regions of the brain that perceive faces and register emotional responses. One-third of people with dementia will have a Capgras period. And then there's another one, related one, called Cotard's delusion, causes sufferers to think they're dead, decaying, or they never existed at all. Right, and there's been a lot of, movie plots built around that one. Let's see, spasmodic this, Alice in Wonderland, synesthesia, rapid heart. Okay, that's enough of that. All right, let's move on here. Let's talk to Renee. How you doing, Renee?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Dana Dell.
Sure.
I have a quick comment about how you opened your show, and that had to do with, paying attention to how statistics are presented. And then you
right.
followed it up with a little comment about abstinence-only programs, and I had to kind of giggle because my son took an abstinence-only program, and they kind of skewed the statistics in a way to kind of scare the kids. And what they did was, it was regarding the HPV vaccine or the HPV virus, and they said, 90% of all HPV, cervical cancer is caused by HPV, which sounds like a huge amount. But what they neglected to say is that roughly less than 10% of all HPV cases result in cervical cancer.
Yeah, that's exactly that's a great example, Renee, because it's exactly how to use statistics that in one sense are real, the first sentence was true, you use, but how to skew it in a way to accomplish your goal, either to scare people or make them feel more secure. So very, very good. You were listening, you get a gold star.
Thank you. And then I had one more question, and I can take the answer off the air. It is,
sure.
I need to know everything I can know about long-term use of tramadol for back pain.
Yeah, for low back pain. Well, listen, I tramadol is kind of like a whole bunch of these other pseudo-opiates, synthetic opiates, that promise us the pain-killing power of opiates without the addiction potential. think OxyContin, okay? And to my knowledge, there is nothing like, there's nothing as powerful as opiates out there that doesn't have the potential for addiction. Now, here's a great use of statistics. You know, if you look at the number of pain patients, legitimate pain patients who wind up getting in trouble with a dependence upon these drugs, it's very small. 1%, 2%. I guess I've seen studies up to 4%, 5%, but a lot of that does depend on who you are. Among 100 pain patients, surely there are people who have, let's say, a tendency, who have addictive personalities. That's a vague term with really no meaning, but there are combinations of personality traits that can lead one towards addiction. So it's not so surprising. On the other hand, unless you're working on your back problem and trying to find a way to solve it, I don't want you to be on pills for the rest of your life. It's kind of, you know, if I had a practice, it's where I will meet halfway many, quote, alternative medical techniques that I know to be placebos, but I sure would rather see you try those before getting hooked on opiate-like medications. And in addition, there are many, quote, alternative techniques that are very helpful for back problems. I think massage is one of them. You know, how many times does a doctor prescribe, you know, a massage, physical therapy, etc.? So try to deal with your back problem just so you're not going to be one of those people who has to stay on this drug for the rest of your life, because it won't solve problems. You might wind up needing more and more to get the same amount of pain relief. And I would hope you wouldn't be on it long term. So to me, the problem long term is getting a little hooked on this stuff. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK. We're going to be right back. Stay there.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of an amazing product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists to use at home without spending hundreds on doctor visits. For a risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, call 1-800-374-3917. That's 1-800-374-3917 for your free trial. 1-800-374-3917.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music.
Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
Tell them Gene Byrne sent you.
Dr. Unadell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to David. How you doing, David?
Hi, Doc.
Hey, sir.
I had one of those whiz-bang Da Vinci robotic prostatectomies about 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of curious if I'm falling within the bell curve. Seems like I don't have any. My libido is pretty tiny, and I have like a micro penis now, and it's... still ache down there. Is this, what's the grip factor on this thing, or how am I doing?
What'd you say, still what down there?
Still hurts down there.
Yeah. Okay, well, interesting you mentioned the micropenis. I know of only one study which found prostatectomy does shorten a man's penis. And the thought is, if you think about the anatomy and how close everything is, that the little bit of scar tissue gives a little yank here, a little yank there, and pulls on some ligaments and tendons. After all, you know, the Chinese invented this operation to make a man longer. It is not reliable, not recommended. We do not like doing this operation, but, you know, there's always a doctor out there that'll take your money to do it. You cut some of these ligaments. What happens then is when you're erect, you're kind of aiming to the earth instead of to the heavens, and it really isn't that effective, but it tells you that everything is kind of hooked in together. That's all I can explain it. Libido. Listen, David, you know, women, when men have vasectomies, they get low libido. Women have hysterectomies, they can get low libido. We're not exactly sure, but I would say this kind of surgery has got to have an impact on you. Do you still have erectile capacity, by the way?
Yeah, but it takes quite a while to get an erection, and then I can't hold it with penetration because it's not it's harder to be stimulated. It's much harder.
Right,
to be stimulated.
Right.
I don't feel as much down there.
Well, listen, you know, the surgery, you know, we try to spare those nerves. In fact, you get any response is good. 6 months is a short period of time. Do the medications help? Have you tried any, you know, the Viagra-type medications yet?
Yes. Levitra was effective, but it's losing, as the longer it goes, the least effective it is, and I now have to take a full 20 milligrams to get a response.
Right. And I know a lot of urologists, they put, after a prostatectomy, they put men on Cialis every day. They take it every day, and they think there can be a positive response. I guess, first, libido... You know, the libido is complex, as you know. And I think just having an operation in that part of your body is enough to dampen any man's libido. And, you know, and also feeling insecure about erectile capacity isn't helping. And I just, you know, want to tell you that there's just a whole bunch of things that can be done. And there are new things that are coming on the market that directly, you know, there's the system that you insert something in your urethra to give you an erection, because Levitra, Viagra, all these, they depend upon nerve impulses from your brain, you see, to stimulate the nerves that relax the blood vessels, etc. So I just don't give up. I mean, I have seen men have, this is ultimately, and not where you're, where you are not there yet, but, you know, doctors putting implants in men who want to continue their sex life. So I would really sit and try to relax and think about, you know, libido and what you've been through. It is so soon. Most doctors would tell you 6 months to a year before they begin to really seriously evaluate any of this stuff. And talk to your urologist about alternative erectile dysfunction type systems, you know, from pumps and to the inserts. And there'll be a couple of new things coming on the market probably next year, maybe even this year. So there's no reason you shouldn't be able to enjoy, you know, the full experience of a sex life. And of course, as you know, you sound like a mature guy. you know, sex isn't all about, you know, what we think it's all about. You can, you know, it's about closeness and touching. There's a lot of ways of, I was going to say skinning a cat. I learned it early in my career, never use that expression. Too many cat lovers, I'm one of them, get very upset when you say that. Let's talk to Rohit. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a question about the bowel movements. I'm 25 years old, and sometimes I'm able to go poop, but sometimes I'm not able to go like 2 days, 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on more than a month now, maybe.
More than a month, so, and nothing has changed in your diet or your life or anything like that?
Nothing. Well, I started this job where I start, like, I wake up, like, 5 a.m. in the morning, and I'm at work for 10 hours. And, yeah. You know, that's, since I've been changed my job hours, it affected my bowel movements, and I'm just, like, not.
Yeah, I can, you know, Rohit, it's a very interesting thing. A lot of people, you know, you can see this when people travel, that their intestines, they say your intestines, your digestive system has its own separate brain, and it really does. And it's located in the back of the abdominal cavity. And if you're a person who has regular habits, you'll find when you travel that your intestines don't know that you've traveled, you know, to Germany. And the timing can be very inconvenient. So that makes sense. There's a terrible upset when you change your work hours and when you rise and when you sleep. It could be that. In general, there is no standard. Believe it or not, doctors do not have a standard of what is, quote, normal. Depends on the length of your intestines, the size, and more importantly, what you eat. So when a man is, or anybody is complaining about having difficulty in this area, it's a simple prescription. It's fiber. You just eat fiber. And if that doesn't work, you need to see a gastroenterologist because that almost solves every single problem. And as we age, things might get a little more sluggish and people tend to use, you know, medications, which I don't approve of most of the time. Laxatives will make matters worse. But fiber in a diet, if your diet is appropriate, it's going to settle down and I wouldn't worry about skipping a day here and there. The range of normal is from every day multiple times all the way to every 2 to 3 days, believe it or not. And it's a bell-shaped curve like everything else. So if you're feeling okay and there's no pain and no struggling and straining and all this kind of stuff, then I give it a little bit of time and let's see what happens. And try increasing fiber. And you can buy fiber if you want and don't want to eat it in vegetables and fruits. You can buy 10 million different fiber products. You know, Fimetamucil, Fiberol, a whole bunch of them containing something called psyllium seed in it. And that's what most doctors would recommend. All right, I'm Dr. Dinadel. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811.
I came back from a weekend with the boys, took one look at my wife, and couldn't believe my eyes. Her face was so smooth. It was like she turned the clock back 10 years.
I look at her. No more crow's feet, and her frown lines disappeared. It's amazing.
Do you want to know the secret to smoother skin, less wrinkles, and no more dark circles? Introducing Icera, the clinically proven skincare serum that rolls on. Icera is designed to treat even the toughest wrinkles, crow's feet, and even eliminates dark circles and under-eye puffiness. Want to try it yourself? Well, now you can. Risk-free. That's right. Roll away wrinkles with Icera. It's guaranteed to work for you. Even the ones closest to you won't believe their eyes.
I still can't believe the difference a couple of days made.
So what are you waiting for? Roll away wrinkles and roll back the clock. Call today for your risk-free trial of Icera. 888-535-8518. 888-535-8518. That's 888-535-8518.
1-3.
Everybody, let's talk to Margaret. How you doing, Margaret? Welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor. Doctor, I have a burning that goes around my upper chest. How I could explain it is it's just in the bra area. Circles around, and it gets intensely hot.
How long has it been since you've had it?
At least a month and a half.
Boy, if you didn't say that, although, I mean, I'd say, you know, you could. Is it on both sides, by the way?
Yes. All the way around, like a circle.
Yes, like a circle. There's only one thing that can do that, and that are the nerves that come out of the spine that circle around the chest wall and in between the ribs. The most common disease that affects that, which is usually one side, would be herpes zoster. On both sides, you know, shingles, it's called, where the virus attacks the nerve. On both sides, I'm a little puzzled. I would really love to sit down with you. I'm not getting fresh here, but outline the area and see indeed if it follows the ribs or just swirls around. Now, that doesn't sound like heartburn, doesn't sound like heart disease, etc., but I would definitely, only because it's your chest, I would mention it to the doctor, but, you know, bilateral squeezing of those nerves as they swing around, you know, can happen, unusual, but it can happen if it's even from the kind of thing that people get, you know, sciatica with. Bulging discs can hit those nerves, and something orthopedic can do it. And if it goes around where the bra is, I'm wondering, gee, maybe that sensation is due to something you're reacting to. I assume there's no redness, there's no other, you know, other symptoms or signs that give us a hint. But I would consider that too. If it's just superficial and kind of on the, you know, on the skin, and it doesn't change when you move around. If it changes when you move and lie on one side, raise your arms, take a deep breath, you know, makes me think more that it's in the musculoskeletal system. There are conditions of the cartilage of the ribs that can do this. So, Margaret, it's a long, long, long list of possibilities. You describe it as a burning thing, and that's, you know, that's a little bit of a twist. So think about some of those things, and we'll see, you know, see what it turns out to be. You know, I have to always be careful with chest pain, because atypical chest pain, you know, can come from the heart. And in general, with heart pain, it doesn't change when you move. See, if you move, it doesn't change if you push on it. You know, if you take your fist and you dig it in and you shove, and that makes the pain worse, then it's not your heart, you see, because that means the pain's coming from a superficial area. But I always got to be careful in a program like this, and anything having to do with chest pain, go always recommend that you know, get yourself a look-see from your doc, all right? All right, that is the program. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800. Why would I give you the phone number? Join us in the next program, won't you? Till then, be well.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music.